Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. We are now starting, Be'ezus Hashem, the halachos of Eruvei Chatzeros. And we've had the topic introduced, sort of, Zaitig and Bekitzer, in previous parokim, and now let's go back to the Etzem concept. Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara in the second parak, speaks by Richos that this was from the Takonis of Shlomo HaMelech, along with Netilas Yodayim. Eruvei Chatzeros, what's the basic concept of Eruvei Chatzeros? Remember that in the times of Chazal, Batim, there were a bunch of houses. Each one is obviously a private domain. It's surrounded by walls. And it serves as a private place for one family. A bunch of Batim would open up onto a Chotzer. Now, a Chotzer wasn't just a front yard. A Chotzer was a place that was surrounded by Mechitzos. It was Rishus HaYochid in the proper sense. However, it was reserved for certain Tashmishin that are less private. Cooking, laundry, and so on, for a bunch of families. In the old Yerushalayim neighborhoods, in Batei Ungarin and so on, you could still see the tzura of a chotzer. It's surrounded by walls, but it's opening up from Batim onto that space. The houses were not that big, and Memela, a lot of the Tashmishei Dira, like we said, that are less private, are done in the chotzer. That being said, the chotzer is Rishus HaYochid, but it does have a certain similarity to a Mokim Rishus HaRabim. Now, a bunch of chatzeris would open up onto a street that's called a mavui, which is what we started the mesechta with, and the mavui would be open on one end, it would be closed in on three sides, there would be openings to various chatzeris. The end of the mavui was open, and that's where the lechi and the kaira of the first perek is, and that opens up onto a proper Rishus HaRabim. So we're way before a proper Rishus HaRabim, v'afilo hochi. Shlomo HaMelech saw that people are carrying, there's a bunch of families, there's stuff going in, stuff going out. It looks like you're carrying from a private place to a public place. It has a tzura of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The takana, therefore, is to make the chotzer, obviously the first step is, he asered carrying from the batim to the chatzeros, and we'll see Mitz Hashem later on which things. But he asked carrying in the chotzer, it's bedoyme to Rishus HaRabim. The tikkun of it, in order to be able to use it, was to make an eruvei chatzeres. The iser and the takona go together. We're not learning it now about the takona, we're learning about the iser. But the takona is to make that the batim are not really separate domains, separate families, but there's some sort of Shituf, there's some sort of Iruv between the families, and that renders them all part of one Rishus, and thereby the Rishus HaRabim, we say that in quotes, the Chotzer, which is a quasi-Rishus HaRabim, now has more of a tzur of a Rishus HaYochid, because it was done consciously by all the people joining up and turning that into a Mokim, where they're all together, it's more of a Mokim Yochid. With that, we start the Mishnah, but we need a few more Hagdamas. Hador im anochri bechotzer, oyim misheini moide be'eruv. Chazal had like this. There are, like we said, there's the concept, there's the iser of asering. And the only people that aser, in the basic sense of this takana shleimoy, are only Yisraelim. Yidden that are living in various batim, opening up into one chotzer, render the chotzer Rishus HaRabim goy. The Gemara says, Dirosayani Diri, he's not part of our culture. The Gemara says, other svaras also, that he comes, he goes. And Memele, his Dira, Me'ikr Adin, does not aser up to be called that the Chotzer now is a Mokum HaRabim. If you have, let's say, 5 batim, 10 batim, opening up onto a Chotzer, so you have to be Ma'arav all of them. We'll learn in Yitz Hashem how to be Ma'arav. And you make them into one, you take bread, whatever it is, and you put it in one bayis, and you render that bread and a matzah they use today, because it lasts longer. You render that common property of everybody in the chotzer, all batim opening up to a chotzer. With that, what you're doing is you're really saying that the chotzer is really a mokum that shaykh to one family. We're all one big happy family, because we all have food to eat. We all have kvius suda, so to speak, in that bayis. So if you have, let's say, a bungalow colony, you have the whole bungalow colony surrounded by fences. It's all Rishus HaYochid, but it's a common area, right? Because everybody, every bungalow, you have 50 bungalows that open up. Well, let's say an apartment building with a
50 residents, and they all use the lapi, they all use the stairwells. So you make an Eruv HaChatzes by placing bread in matzah in one person's house. What you're doing is you're defining that, no, you're really all shaykh to one bais. It's not 50 families. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. Now, this process, the Isser and the Tikkun, can only be made by Yisraelim. The problem is only Yisraelim that are living renders the Mokam HaRabim, and the Tikkun of making an Eruv together can only be done by what Chazal called a Moide Be'eruv. Somebody who's shaykh to Eruv, somebody who's Moide Be'eruv. There's another problem also. No, I wouldn't say another problem. There's another solution. Let's say you forgot to make an Eruv. You have a problem. You have five batim. They make the chotzer, like we said, into a quasi-rishlus harabim. Because of that, if you forgot, Chazal have an Eitzah. It's called schirus. I'm sorry. Bittul rishus. Bittul rishus means that one Yisrael, what happens is they made an Eruv chotzeres, they forgot to include one family. So you have one family is now not part of the one big happy family of the pas, of the matzah that's all together. So what he does is he renders the chotzer shaykh to the four other batim. What he says is, my bias will now not be mishtamish for this Shabbos in the chotzer. All those batim could carry out into the chotzer. His house cannot. Why? Because he's not part of the Eruv. If he uses it, what he's doing is, he's defining it as a makom rab. So he says, I'm not using the chotzer this Shabbos. He's not going to carry out things from his bias to the chotzer hamashutefes. That's called schirus rishus. Schirus rishus, again, only helps for somebody who's shayich be'etzim to the Eruv. It's a, not the bittul rishus. Where somebody's not shayich to the Eruv, who's that? A goy. And we said that a goy be'etzim doesn't aser. Chazal made a takona, and it's really based on other considerations. We don't want Yidden and Goyim living in too close quarters, living in comfort with each other. So Memela, because of that, Chazal were Moisiv Pashas, doesn't come from Shlomo HaMelech. It's a later Takana that was Moisiv, that this is a way of making an artificial barrier that a Goy, I can't be married with him. We can't be one big happy family. We don't want V'avdal Eschem. We don't want Goyim and Yidden to be one big happy family. So what we do is we say the Goy can't be Ma'ariv because he's not shaykh to the Eruv. He can't also be Mevatel Rishusay to the other Yidden because Bittul Rishusay has to do with who's part of the Eruv or who should be part of the Eruv. What he has to do is something called Schiris Batim. Schiris Batim means he could, for a token fee, he could rent out his Rishus to the, it's not a real rental, I mean, he's still living there. But Kilo, symbolically, he's renting out his Rishus to the Eden. And what that does is that makes that his bias is also really joint property of everybody who's shaykh to the Eruv. He can't really be part of the Eruv. He has to be, he could be a business associate. His rental will define symbolically his bias as being one with them. The other category over here is Mishem Enei Moide Be'eruv, which is what Chazal call a Kuti. Kutim were a sect in the second base of Migdash. The Gemara has a discussion in many places. Vavakama Daf Lamed Ches, Chulun Daf Hei and Daf Vov. And the Mishnayis over here with the Manda Omrim are part of the Maram Koimis that factor into that Sugya. Kutim were not Makabal authority of Chazal. They ain't in Moide Be'eruv. They're Koifer in Teresh Malpe. So because of that, there are those that held that Kutim Bechlal Ve'Geris was never a Geris. What's called in the Gemara Kutim Geire Aroyesen. The Geirus wasn't sincere, they're Goyim. Others held, and this is the way the Mishnah by us holds, the Shita of Remei, and the Gemara and the Taisus bring it as a riot to Shita of Remei, is that Kutim, Geire, Emesheim. They were Megayim, but Lamaisa, they're not Mekabal, they're Reformed, they're not Mekabal Teresh Baal Peh. That being said, they're called Einei Moide Be'eruv. They're not Goyim. They do have a din, Ta'aser Me'ikra, a din from Takon HaShalem, because they are Jewish. But they can't be part of the Eruv or part of Bittul Rishus, because there ain't anybody to be Eruv. So they also have to be part of Schirus. So we really have two symbolic acts over here, one of which defines, like we said, one big happy family that everybody in the Chotzer is living together as one living space. That would either be the right way, which is the mitzvah, you make a broch on it, mitzivonu al Eruv, you make an Eruv Chatzeris, or in lieu of an Eruv HaChatzeres, so you didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeres for one family, so what you do is you do a Bittul Rishus. by a goy that we don't want. He's not part of the erev. He can't be part of the erev. Or an eidim by the erev also can't be part of the erev. He's also not part of bittul rishus. So over there you need schirus. So schirus is sort of a distance. It's like the goy removing himself from the premises. Kiviyachol, symbolically, he's giving over his rishus, and because of that, it doesn't work by Yisrael. That is grada, the opinion of some poiskim. The Rambam, the Rosh brings from Ami Rutenberg, they say that schirus, which is a removal of one's presence, is something that they did faket. They did it only by a goy or an eidim by the be'eruv. By Yisrael, that symbolic act has no significance. Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch brings that schirus does work because that's the opinion of the Rosh and the Tor. Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Shin Pei. There is a difference, lahalacha, that schirus does work. Like, what were we talking about? We're talking about one Yisrael. He wasn't part of the Eruv. And he doesn't want to be mevatel rishus. He doesn't want to lose his ability to carry out to the chatz. So what he can do is he can be maskil rishus. There's only one little problem. He can't do it on Shabbos. Bittul rishus would work on Shabbos. And then the rest of Shabbos, he can't carry out from his bias to the chatz. So they can. But on Shabbos, you can't do schirus because schirus is a business transaction. With a goy, the schirus rishus that you would need if you have a problem with a goy who's living there, you didn't realize, whatever, that you could be seichah from him on Shabbos. The business transaction of schirus with a goy is not real business. It's symbolic. There's another chilik also, which might have something to do with this as well, is that with a goy, the Gemara says something interesting, you could be seichah from pochos mishavah pruta. Despite the fact that you can't make kinyonim with pochos mishavah pruta, the Gemara says that a goy, by him, pochos mishavah pruta is momen. Witness the fact that a ben noyach is nerag on gezel on a pochos mishavah pruta. Could be a lumdus to it, pochos mishavah pruta doesn't make a chalois dine momen, legabi a goy, it's not totally in chaloisin. There's what to be mefalpel on that, in hilchus gnevu gzeil al-koponim. That's the chiluk between schirus, between a goy and a yid, if schirus does work by Yisrael, which we're saying is the halacha, but it's not so posh, it's machlekes Yerushalayim. With these hakdamas in place, we start the Mishnah. Hadorim nochri b'chotzer, oyim mi she'enim oydi be'eruv. Like we said, a nochri me'ikir adin doesn't aser, you don't need him, and it's not a problem. Chazal were goyzer, we don't want a yid living comfortably with a goy, so we made an eruve chatzeris dick a problem, that you have to get rid of him, you have to be seichu reshusai. And any moidi be'eruv asers me'ikir adin, but the Eruv or the Bittul Rishus doesn't work because he's not a Moide Be'eruv. So a Kuti, who's the Eine Moide Be'eruv, will need Schirus. Hareze Oyser, Olov Divrei Reb Meir. Now the Divrei Reb Meir is not part of the Girsa in the Mishnah over here. The Mefarshim added because the Gemara nems on with a Pshitus that the Manda Omer over here who's holding that an Eine Moide Be'eruv who's a Kuti is a Yisrael. Is the Tana Reb Meir. And the Gemara uses that in several places to say that Reb Meir holds Kutim Geri Emezain, like we explained. So that's really the proper way to read the Mishnah, that this is the Tana Kama, is the Shita of Reb Meir. Stam Mishnah, anyways, is Reb Meir. Reb Leza ben Yaakov Oimer, and we pass in this way because Mishnah says Reb Leza ben Yaakov Kavanoki, Lo'ilam ene oisir achi ushne Yisraelim oisim zeal zeh. Interesting Nakuda over here. Reb Leza ben Yaakov holds that the goy, like we said, doesn't really ask a meikra din. The rabbim over here that we're talking about is Yisraelim. That was the takon of Shlaima HaMelech. A goy, we just stuck him in for social reasons, to create another artificial mechitza, lahavdol ben Yisrael lo amim. Like we asked it up, you have the takonis in Avodah Zarah, Mesechta Avodah Zarah, of various chshoshes of Yayin Nesek and Chol of Stam, etc., etc. It could very well be that they assured beyond the regular gedarim of Svekis of Isurim. But what they did was they created barriers, Ben Yisrael and Ben Am. They used Chshoshes and Hilchis Kashrus, but they really went beyond what you would normally have by a regular Taruvis. Why? For this reason. So we also, they put him into Hilchis Eruve Chatzeris, even though mitzad the Etzim Din of Shlaima HaMelech, there wouldn't be a problem. They stuck him in an order that a yid shouldn't live together with a goy. Says Reb Leza ben Yaakov, listen, it's not a milsa de shchicha that we would have to be goyzer on one yid living with one goy. Why is that? Living with a goy as a single individual in the same chatz is not safe. You never know what the goy is going to do to you. So the times of Chazal when goyim were choshud on shvichas damim, you wouldn't want to live one yid and one goy. So a yid will live
only where he has other Yidden with him. Because of that, he says, Lo'ilam eni oisa, atshu shnei Yisraelim oisim zalza. Until there are two Yidden there. The last few words, what he's adding is not only two Yidden there, but two batim. That means, let's say you have two batim that open up onto the chotzer. One is a Yid and one is a goy. That's supposed to be the Lashkicha. Yid is going to live with a goy in one chotzer. Not only that, but if you have one bayis, which is a dormitory for a yeshiva, there's 50 bachim there. They're living together. They have a din of one bayis. There's one goy. Listen, if the goy's going to start up, there's Baruch Hashem 50 able-bodied bachim that'll take care of their own. So l'chayra, you should be goyzer. Afilo hachiv, Lesmi Yaakov says, since the regular tzura is two yiddish batim with a goy, they only ask it b'chei agavna. That's why he uses the lashon of shnei Yisrael, not just two yid, two able-bodied Jews, but actually shnei Yisrael oisim zelza. They're in two batim where they create a sense of rabbin in the chotzer. Tanakama holds no. Tevtzachamol hold that one yid lives with one goy. And they would ask even b'chei agavna. We'll see him in Hashem later on, the eighth parak. A difference between a Yiddish house and a Goyish house if nobody's there for Shabbos. Does that answer also? Are you going to make an error for this Shabbos? That we'll see later on.